Jack, mobile.
D4CBA, stationary. Yeah, you can, still got a little flutter in there, but, I guess that'll clear up.
WWC, good morning to the subject.
Usually does. Patrick, I guess they'll figure out which one is the breaker is. But anyway, I didn't get much of your last transmission.
I was waiting to see if somebody else did.
Scales for WWZ, sorry about that, but just saying good morning.
How are you? L4HGX here, and Dave, I can't remember your call right now.
KF4HKX. I'm doing alright. Just getting ready to jump on the school bus and do the morning school bus run. Over.
Okay, all the education you can get.
KF4WWC clear.
Chandler, have a good day.
So I think I heard him on here last night. He discussed his ticket a few weeks ago. What's this call again?
KO4WWZ.
WWD. And that wasn't working out too good. Somebody in Virginia. So anyway. Alright, so I'm just punching this in the QRZ just to have a record of the QSO. Yeah, I remember hearing Chandler in there last night.
This is about 2 weeks now, I believe, and he's young. I think he said he was 23 years old. This morning, but I mean, it's way down in the noise and barely get you out of there now.
No, I got you real good. I don't know, it might be something wrong here, you know, with the radio, antenna, who knows.
Get some water in that coax, it could do that real easy.
I like to use one piece of coax from the antenna to the radio.
You mean that, or you got to do some, put them in a box where they're weather tight and try to keep them dry. Even then, you still got problems.
I use heat shrink tubing, and then I've got this stuff that you put it on. I think it's called liquid tape, and you put it on, you know, wet, but when it dries, it really makes a good seal for, you know, for water, keep the water out.
That stuff, I've got some stuff similar to it.
I bought it from, I think I got it at Lowe's. I bought it when I put my Carolina Windham back up. I used some of it, and it's doing a good job.
What's going on this morning? But you're real scratchy now. So might want to take a look at it, unless I'm just sounding the same way. I'm usually real clear to the repeater right here.
Sounds good. Well, I'll go ahead and get off of here, and you have a good day. 73, KO4HKXKB4CBA.
Have a good day and enjoyed talking to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
KO4WWC, total and monitoring.
How is your day going so far?
It's going all right. Just wanted to let you know that I work for the school bus office, so when my driver is ready for me, I've got to go make sure the kids on the bus behave. But until then, I'll keep up with you all you want to.
Well, I got a few minutes left before I get to my first stop this morning.
KF4HKX, KF4WWZ. How is your morning going so far?
So far, so good. So you work for the school bus system, is that what you use right along, making sure the kids are getting on where they're supposed to be?
Affirmative.
So I didn't know they'd done that down here. I live in North Carolina, so I come down every day to work.
Where are you going to work at, sir?
So I file on a Matco tool franchise.
That sounds pretty cool. Hey, if you ever need anyone to work for you, let me know. I can always use your job during the summertime.
Mind, Chandler, but right now it's just a one-man show.
I got you. Well, what else do you do? You had any, well, hang on. Is there a hand fest or anything coming up?
I know of, but I'm sure there's one somewhere. I don't know of any close by, though. But you can get on ARL's website and check that out, and there'll be a list of them there.
I copy. Thanks for letting me know. So, when you say you work for a tools company, what exactly do you do? Do you, like, try and sell tools, or do you go out and work them?
Sell tools, I repair tools, take care of customers' needs. Pretty much anything to do with a tool, I try to take care of it for you.
KF4HKX, KF4WWZ. Alright, that sounds pretty cool. I guess if I ever need anything worked on, I know who to talk to.
But it is, I only work on our brand. That way I can get parts and stuff for them. If it's something I can't do on the truck, then I send it in.
Copy.
I made you want to get your ham radio license.
I started out talking on CB, and I found out from a couple of friends that ham radio is a lot better and that you can get out a lot farther and that you can talk around the entire globe. However, I can't get on HF yet. I don't know how HF works exactly. I'm just a technician. But I do have an interest in Morse code, so that should tell you something.
Yes, HF is a whole different animal. But you can get on some of it now if you have a radio. You can get on 10 meters from 28.300 to 28.500, I believe it is. And that's HF. That's where I made my first HF contact.
KF4HKX, KF4WWZ. What's the farthest contact you've made?
My farthest contact is probably going to be New York right now. I don't do a whole lot with HF. I do a little bit, but not a whole lot. So that's about it right now. But I am pulling into my first stop, so Chandler, I'm going to have to jump off here and get the day going. Good to talk to you this morning, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
73 to you, sir. This is KO4WWZ. I will be clear from this you, sir, but I will be mobile and monitoring for the next 3 to 5 minutes. KO4NUE. This is KO4WWZ. KO4WWZ. I'm going to sign off for the time being. I will be negative and negative. I'll be back.